It was inevitable that his long experience as an emergency room physician would sensitize Ira Helfand to the potentially dreadful consequences of preventable accidents. And for many years, he's made an enormous commitment to averting the worst catastrophe imaginable, an outbreak of nuclear war.
I'm a doctor. I go back to medical analogies. It's a little bit like a cigarette smoker. Everybody stops smoking when they're told they have lung cancer. The trick is to get people to stop smoking before that happens. And when you talk to patients, it's difficult to get them to understand, especially younger patients, that they are actually going to kill themselves if they keep smoking. It's not impossible. And if you're good at it and if you work hard with your patient, you can do it. And you can get them to understand that this is a real danger. It's not just some fantasy someone's made up. This is going to happen to them. And then you get them to stop smoking. That's what we need to do on a global level. We have to get people to understand that this actually can happen. In fact, if we don't get rid of these weapons, it will happen someday.
Dr. Helfand now practices medicine at an urgent care center in Springfield, Massachusetts. He's also co-president of the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, which won the Nobel Peace Prize. He views the world's stockpile of thousands of nuclear warheads as the greatest threat to humanity, a terrifying arsenal maintained in nine nations.
There are the five that are officially recognized under the Non-Proliferation Treaty: the United States, Russia, China, Britain, and France, and then North Korea with its very small arsenal, Israel, Pakistan, and India.
The world first witnessed the ferocity of these weapons of mass destruction in August 1945, when the United States dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima, then Nagasaki, Japan. Most estimates put the death toll at well over 100,000 civilians from blast, fire, and radioactivity. Bomb technology had grown horrendously more powerful by 1962, when the United States and the Soviet Union came close to a nuclear exchange during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Roger, we've got 32 targets in track and 10 impacting points. I want to confirm, is this an exercise? Roger, copy. This is not an exercise.
Roger, understand. Major Reinhardt, we have a massive attack against the U.S. at this time. ICBMs. Numerous ICBMs. Roger, understand. Over 300 missiles inbound now.
The disturbing scenario of how a nuclear attack would play out in a small U.S. town was depicted in the vivid 1983 film The Day After, which drew a television audience of more than 100 million Americans.